AM, public hearing on assessment rolls for sewer and water districts. Again, we're going to, Mr. Baker's going to explain the issue, and after he's completed that presentation, the council will have an opportunity to ask questions. Then after that, we will open it to the public. And again, if you come to the podium, please state your name and address. And Mr. Baker.
Thank you. And I will ask Mrs. Webb to explain this next public hearing.
The assessment rolls reflect the county's billing records for EDUs, which were our equivalent dwelling units, and billable front footage for each sewer and water district account. These records have been made available for public inspection in the utility billing office for review, and they are subject to individual appeals via our assessment review board. And these records are what the bills are based upon when we set the sewer rates.
Okay, at this point, did council have any questions, Ms. Webb? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to speak?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Roberta Hemrick. I live at 34144 Pinewood Circle in Lewis. I'm in the McNichol Place manufactured home community. I was reading in the paper that they're trying to make things more equal within the sewer districts. I also read in the paper that the rates range usually from 188 to 487 per year. I'm hoping that this will mean that some of us will get a decrease in our rates, because I currently pay $512 a year in a manufactured home community. More than half of my quarterly fee is assessment fees, which I don't think I should be paying in the first place because I don't own the land. I don't object to paying usage. But the other part of it is my bill each quarter is exactly the same. How are they finding out usage if it's always the same? I would really appreciate some answers on this, and I just wanted this to be public because, again, that's an awful lot of money to be paying every year for sewer. Thank you for your time.
Ma'am, what sewer district do you live in? Do you know particularly?
I don't.
Wester Hoboth?
Okay.
You know,
but I am on the outskirts of Lewis.
There's two charges. There's the one
presentation.
There is the usage fee and the assessment fee.
But there's the front footage and the unit the service charge. That's where they do the usage, because they basically, since we don't have
on
meters
EDUs
and everything, and everybody's thing, right? We've come up with what they call an EDU. So you're paying for an EDU calculation, which is equivalent dwelling unit.
Okay.
And the front footage is different. That's what I was just talking about. We've unified
right.
The one price. They're trying to make them all the same so that it's easier bookkeeping.
I understand that,
and
appreciate it.
Right.
But once again, I come back to the same question. Why am I being charged
the
assessment fee?
I'll give you a little history lesson real quick. When we tried to do a sewer district, was at Long Neck, wasn't it, David?
Yes.
Some of the council felt that we had to go to a referendum, and that the large property owners out there, being the park owners, would somehow discourage a positive vote, because they could, if they controlled their parks and the fees that they would be able to charge their residents, the county wouldn't control, in other words. So I guess that the park owner then could charge whatever he wanted for that service if he paid the one connection charge and paid for all the front footage and all that stuff. So we devised a plan that we would go in and bill the tenants for the service. to protect you from rate increases that potential owners of parks could assess you, because we wouldn't have any control over that. So basically, the county included those sewer lines. They benefited immensely from this scenario that we've come up with. I think I look back, I voted against it, but the majority voted to support going into the parks and providing the lines and paid for them by the entire district. But then now, because of that, you pay the county, we charge you, and you're not under the control of a park owner being able to dictate to you what your utility charges would be. So it was a gamble that I guess a past council did, right? And
yes,
so we've continued that on, that when we go into a mobile home park, that district ends up spreading the cost over, and the actual property owner, like I would not be with my property, would have to pay those. Anyway, they spread the cost over the tenants.
We do that, like that, right? Yes, we do that in the Long Neck and Western.
Well, that's where it started.
Districts, and Long Neck was, there were so many parks within the Long Neck district. So, as Mr. Cole said, that was exactly what the concern was, that if we build the park owner, there was concerns by some of the tenants that the park owner would turn around and raise your rates.
He could pass it on to you at a higher rate.
10% on or whatever. And so the thought was the county would bill the tenants directly, and if the tenant is delinquent, then the bill would go to the park owner at that time, because the park owner owns the land, as you mentioned. And so that's how that works. So,
well, that's an interesting explanation. That's the first time I've heard that one.
First time you asked me.
Oh, no. I've asked before. But anyway, that being said, now this has not happened in my community, but I know of other communities where a new tenant coming in, even if they're buying an existing home, has to pay a sewer hookup fee to the property owner. Now, how can that be?
I'm not sure of that exact situation. However, we do charge a connection fee for any new, for a new sewer hookup.
Oh, but this
but
is
that
a
stays
large
with
fee.
The property. That stays with the property, so that, for instance, if I build a house in the Western Hobart Sewer District, I would have to pay it. Or if I rented and as a tenant and brought in a manufactured home in the Western Hobart Sewer District, I would have to pay a connection fee unless that had been paid before by a previous.
But that's exactly tenant. What I'm saying, sir. I'm talking about not an original fee. This would be, if somebody bought my home.
It's already existing. It's already
Existing. And yet they're being charged a very large, significant hookup fee by the landowner.
Yeah, I cannot address that.
That's
not a county.
That's not a
charge.
County.
If that, as long as that's paid once.
Well,
for
can
that
those owners do
it.
That, though? I mean, is that legal?
You knew that going into it, didn't you? When you
bought. No, wait, we're not sure what the right. fee she's actually fee talking fee. About. Okay.
Did you not know what the fees were going to be?
This is when not you, in my community, well, Mr.
Well,
Wilson.
Well, whoever bought it, whoever mm-hmm. buys this house, if I was going to move in a manufactured housing park, and I would look and say, well, I don't like the fees, I don't like this, I'm not moving there. Now, if I agree with them, I move in, then I'm going to shut up. I agree with the fees they charge. It's just America. You can move in, or you can move out, or don't move in.
My,
that's the
my,
answer to, your, to me, your problem here.
Not really, because if somebody does not know that this is that this fee has already been paid.
It doesn't matter. The park owner has that right to charge. If you want to move in, you have the right to move in, and you don't have the right to move in.
But she's thinking it's
you
a county
choice.
Sam, she thinks they're charging some kind of county fee to hook up to a county system. So if you could show us what that fee is, we'll tell you if it's something that we can control or not.
I will be
there
happy.
There are fees associated with living in parks like Sam's alluding to that you go into, you get disclosed, you know about them, either if you like
if
them,
there
you like
if
them.
There is disclosure and
disclosed.
If it is accurate,
how
you're but
law,
I will get that for you.
State law controls those.
How
disclosures.
Much is our county sewer going up to you since you've been living there?
I'd have to go back. I've been here 10 and a half years, and I'd have to go back. However,
how much do you think, Dave? 10%? Any at all?
Not much.
Minimal amount, because at one time we reduced
However,
the
what I'm saying is, if I'm looking at this information correctly, and some folks are paying $188 a year, and I'm paying $512 a year, that's not right.
I know that. But look, here's the way I look at that. It costs, if you're a private, have a private home, and go out here and build a private home on your own property, and then have a sewer system, it could cost you up to $20,000 to get that put in. Plus, then you're going to have to pay the service. $400-something is cheap because you're only paying like $50 or $60, $70 a year for your property tax. You're almost getting a free ride here. And you, I don't see how you can complain about $400 or $500 a year for all this service you're getting. That's what I'm saying here. I'm hearing all this, but I don't really see how this. You come in there, you made your choice to move there. You know what the price of the sewer system was. And then now you come back and want us to lower it. You know, honey, things have not gone down. They have gone up.
A lot of things are going down these days.
I don't find too many things going except for the price of corn. I will say
okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the next hearing will be addressing the difference between the two rates and any equalization, how that's going to take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this matter? Seeing none, is there anyone else that would like to speak on this matter? At this point, Mr. President, I do not see anyone else that wishes to address this matter, and let the record show that only one addressed the council concerning this matter, and as a result, it would be appropriate to close the public hearing at this point.
Okay. Does council have any other comments before we move to the third and final public hearing? Okay. Mr. Moore.
Yes, this is the time, excuse me, there was a public hearing slated at 10:45 a.m., an ordinance establishing annual sewer charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sewer districts. We're going to conduct a public hearing on this matter, and Mr. Baker will be addressing these issues and give a brief presentation. After that presentation is complete, the County Council will have an opportunity to pose questions. After that, we will open up the floor to public comments. And if you do have a comment, please, as you've seen before, come to the podium, give your name and address prior to speaking. Mr. Baker.
Thank you. We have a shorter PowerPoint. The proposed budget for the sewer and water districts totals $31.3 million for our operations, which includes about 47% of this is $31.3 million is to pay back debt service, which is principal and interest on loans that were taken out to help pay for building the various sewer and water districts. We have service charges and assessment rates, as was previously discussed. Mrs. Webb will explain what we're doing, working towards uniform accounting funds and uniform accounting rates, which will save us money in the future in terms of administrative costs. Our proposed front foot assessment rates are recommended to remain at the current fiscal 2010 levels. Our capital items, our major repair and replacement costs are up. We have over 400 pump stations and four treatment plants. This cost is up about 75%, which is reflected in the proposed budget, an increase of $765,000 in cost. Our system connection charge or one-time hookup charges for new users, which again, that stays with the property. As in previous years, we're recommending a 1.74% increase representing inflation. General fund grants and loans are pretty static this year, but over in the past, we have contributed substantially. There is some grant money in out of realty transfer tax, but it's reduced considerably. We had 13,000 EDUs hookups in 1988 compared to almost 63,000 in 2011. That's a major increase, 378% over 23 years. And even in this difficult economy, we've had a 2.3% increase in hookups just during this past fiscal year. This chart shows the number of equivalent dwelling units and the growth of our sewer districts as we've added and new sewer districts since in the last 12 years. We've added South Ocean View, Oak Orchard Sewer, Millville, Miller Creek, to name a few that we've added. And this has, plus growth within the districts, has made major, has provided major increases in number of EDUs. We are up to 62,733 in this year's budget. Under construction, we have, as noted, Angola, Oak Orchard, and Johnson's Corner, which will bring on an additional 2,500 EDUs in the next approximately year and a half. With that, I'll turn it over to Mrs. Webb.
To the lady that spoke, hopefully this can clear up maybe some of the questions you have, and if it doesn't, you'll see detailed rates in this, and I could get with you later, because I don't think some of those numbers that you had maybe were exactly right. Two of the focuses we had on this year's sewer budget was repair, replacement, and renewal of our capital assets, and of course a uniform rate project. We have over 418 pump stations, four treatment plants, over 770 miles of pipe in the ground, and new districts, many new districts getting ready to come on. So even though our budget was tight for the last couple of years and we watched it, we didn't know what was going to happen, we still have to take care of all those sewer assets. So we wanted to focus on repair and replacement of our infrastructure this year, and that brought $1.8 million into this sewer budget, which is a 75% increase over the 2010 budget, and which is really driving the small rate increases that we are proposing this year, adding pumping equipment, treatment and disposal equipment, and some other needed sewer assets. Here are the major water and sewer capital projects for 2011. This is not in the operation and maintenance budget, but it is in our five-year capital budget for sewer. This totals $50 million, which is a very large number. It's up over last year, and mostly because of that, our four or five new sewer districts and expansions coming on. Most of this done through stimulus funding. Over around $50 million have been committed to us for these projects. You'll see up at the top where the revenue is coming from, that $32 million in bonds between the State Revolving Fund and Rural Development Agency, and $9.9 million in federal grants and loans, and much of that is most of that stimulus money, which works both ways, as Dave talked about before, through economic development and providing jobs, and also providing a very affordable sewer funding for us. Okay, uniform sewer. This year we're moving towards a more uniform approach to our sewer budget. We had a rate consultant come in this year, and we've been working with them, and it has been a challenge for us. But this is only for our service charges. Our operation and maintenance is what we're doing right now to uniform these sewer rates. We're concentrating on that budget. As you saw in the growth charts, we've had a 16% average annual growth over the years for sewer, and a 378% increase in EDUs over 23 years, which created 23 separate sewer districts or funds or budgets. And two of our objectives was to, one, to consolidate these down to what we felt we could work with, which are four, and then also to look at consolidating these rates. And we've decided in a phased-in seven-year approach to bring these rates together. These are our goals listed. We wanted, of course, administrative cost savings, efficiencies, accounting uniformity, a service charge uniformity. We wanted to minimize the customer impact. We thought we would take, rather than bump it in 1 year, a seven-year approach, but revisit this each year based on what the budget is for that year, and then establish that important replacement and repair and renewal fund, which everyone would pay into, sort of a shared concept for our major expenses for the future. Of course, with any project, there's advantages and disadvantages to something this size, a budget this large. Our disadvantage are we will have changes to service charges during the transition year. We are mindful of this. We've been very conservative with our rates. It's just not our style to increase rates because it's easy for us. Some users may see small rate increases over the years. It does affect a lot of users. But we feel the advantages outweigh any of these disadvantages. We will see a lot of cost savings with less allocation, less time between the engineering and accounting departments. It will simplify this whole budget process and make it less complex. We now have an equality and standardization between customers because they're receiving the same level of service for service charge for operation and maintenance. This is 40,000 customers. It is a standard practice in the industry. We'll have the economies of scale of the budget. We can more accurately look at our costs on a wider basis. It will lead to rate stabilization, and it has been recommended and endorsed by our consultants. Okay. These are the rates that the budget committee is proposing. I'm just going to take a few seconds right now to explain the definition of the three main rates that we do charge. The first and easiest being the service charge, the operations and maintenance fee. This is what it costs us to run the district, ongoing, everyday, day-to-day operation, and it's based on EDUs or equivalent dwelling units. Those rates are over here. The next fee is the assessment fee. This is what it costs us to build the district, the infrastructure, the millions of dollars it costs us to build the district that we have to borrow money for, and then we have a debt service payment that we bill to the users, and it's based on the front footage. And then our third fee is the connection fee, and this is what the customers pay when they connect to our system, sort of like an impact fee. You might have heard it explained that way. And when the users pay this, the connection fee, this is for the growth for the future. As many people come on to our sewer districts, eventually we're going to have to expand. So the growth, the people that connect, that want to use the sewer, will pay for the growth in the future. That was the idea. So what we're proposing in these pages of rates are very modest, small increases, and basically it's due to our capital that I talked about earlier. We had a 75% increase in our capital costs in this budget. Our rate increases are from $8, the smallest, to $15, the largest, and that's a year. When you take it down to the quarterly bill for the $8, it's $2 a quarter or $3.75 a quarter is the largest that they'll see. And that's, you can see, we have pages.
Before you go back to that one a minute, if you got a minute, second. Can you go backwards?
Yeah, I'm doing the top one. That one or the one before?
Yeah, this is fine. The 69 cents there with Bethany Sewer proper, that's the front footage charge, right?
Yes.
Those are all front footage charges.
The assessment rates, if I wasn't clear, I probably didn't address it. The assessment rate are not having any increases in this budget.
Right, but I'm just saying, I want to point out that those numbers are all front footage charges. So you can see from a low of 69 cents to as high as $11.99.
Yes.
Now, is it realistic to think that 69 cents is a realistic figure at this point? Or that $11.99 is?
Well, it is realistic because that's what it costs. I mean, at the time that we put that Bethany proper in, there was a lot of grant money up to 85% funded.
Right,
so
right.
You only have to pass on 15% of the cost when you did North Bethany.
But that's the area that I'd like to see bring some uniformity to that. That seems to me what's not equitable.
George, how in the world, if what I'm hearing Mrs. Webb say, this is what it cost when they borrowed the money to pay the money back.
I understand.
How can you expect somebody who's paying 69 cents, because that's what it cost to do their sewer when they did it, to supplement somebody paying $11.99?
Well, part of it, Mike, 75 to 80%, if not more, maybe even 90% of Bethany Beach was state and federal dollars, which is basically our tax dollars.
Okay.
So there was just more tax dollars in it. And
And I just think that just because there's less tax dollars available today, people shouldn't be penalized, and we ought to start trying to bring some uniformity to this, because a person may have a 50-foot front footage or maybe have 100 front footage, and they could be living next door to one another.
If they're in the same district, then.
Yeah, I know, but you got 100 times, say 100 feet times $5.
Okay.
Or 100 feet times, or 40 feet, or so. Anyway, it's not equitable when you go look at each of these individual parcels.
But because they weren't done all at the same time.
No, it's. I'm talking about the front footage of a per parcel in a neighborhood or something, or on a street.
What I'm saying is they weren't done at the same time. They were done at different times.
You're talking about different districts. Even within the same district, there's a lot of inequity because of the front footage assessment, the way we do it.
He's saying within a district, you're billed with for your front footage is how you get bill. It's like 69
right.
cents.
It's not so much how much land you own; it's how much frontage you have. You could have a lot of land, but only a little small front footage the way it was laid out. That's what's not equitable. You could have and years ago, my fellow councilmen used to argue, you got more land, it's worth more. No, it's all about location in real estate. We have properties where that are waterfront, but might be on a cul-de-sac and may be paying next to nothing. And the guy on the other opposite side of the street, maybe he's not waterfront. His values obviously aren't anywhere near as much, but he might have 100 front footage in front of a nanny cook home. And he could be paying $600 or $700 maybe or whatever. And the guy with the waterfront with the $2 million home could only be paying, say, a minimum. But anyway, there's not any equity in that when you're getting in some of these neighborhoods as you go down a street because of the way lots were laid out because of years ago. A lot of times when you got back to Ocean View and stuff, there wasn't any sewer, so nobody really cared. They just laid out lots.
So what you're saying...
Now when sewer came in, you've all of a sudden been penalized because you have a lot of frontage, or you benefit because you have minimal frontage.
So you're saying we should change the whole system and not build by the front foot.
I think in some communities, and I'm not mistaken, if not Georgetown, Delaware, does unit pricing on just everything is a unit price. In other words, you get sewer service, you pay X amount of dollars. They don't do the front footage, I don't believe. A lot of communities have got away from the front footage charge, because it's not an equitable way to pay for it.
I think they work off of meters, George.
I think you'll find most of those, George,
they may do
water meters because they provide sewer off water.
They could be, but you could also average these out. As I brought up earlier, you could go into a subdivision, you could figure out what is the average frontage, and then everybody in that subdivision, or everybody in we could make some kind of regions or districts within the districts, and everybody could be paying pretty much of an average. You figure out how much pipe you have and how many users you got, and you just divide the pipe up into users, right? Isn't that the way it works?
I know exactly what you mean.
Right. Anyway, this isn't...
lightings, we did the unit.
You did, yeah, that's right. We got away from in those types of things.
But you're all, you know...
We had the 100-foot front foot cap also tried. Mm-hmm.
That's right. We've always had a...
Yep.
That's right, exactly. Let's try to bring it together, and maybe there's another way. I'm just saying we ought to bring together... I think, Mike, don't we do it with community roads?
With the SCI program, yeah, we have the uniform rate.
We do a uniform rate. So we have done it elsewhere, guys. So what I'm trying to say, like when Mike would run a road down through a community, they used to do it on front footage. Now they do it unit pricing because they figure everybody benefits from that road equally.
One of the things.
So that's all I'm asking.
But that's something, George, that you're doing now brand new when you go in there. You go to put a road in now, repave a road, we're going to do it this way. You're talking about something been there for 30 years in some cases.
Yep.
And now you want to go back and change how they're paying?
No.
Anyway.
One of the things that Mrs. Wood mentioned was repair and replacement fund, and the idea is, part of that idea is that when districts, some of the older districts, start to pay off their bonds, that we perhaps set up a fee, repair and replacement fund, that might be uniform amongst those districts. So instead of maybe at that time, instead of going with a front foot assessment, go with a repair and replacement fee that could be maybe per EDU, for instance.
But that's after you paid off the loan.
After they paid off the loans for, you know, some of these older districts are,
are, you know, getting close to that.
My only suggestion is that we look to trying to bring some uniformity to front footage charge. We haven't done that. I think we can do it. So that's my suggestion, and I've made that suggestion for a number of years. We're doing it with the service charge. Now let's, it'll work over a 7-year period, whatever the period, but I think we can do something in front footage.
It'd be done on a gradual basis, I think.
There's many ways to do it. We just have to think that we can do it and do it. Anyway, that's it.
Okay. Out.
Sorry to have interrupted your train of thought.
That's all right.
Mrs. Webb.
I'm okay. These charts show the connection fees. Like I talked about earlier, this is the fee that when a customer connects to a sewer district, what they're paying for is the future growth cost of the expansion and replacement. We do increase this fee by the engineering cost inflation. This year, the fees are increased by 1.74% as inflation was way down. But we do have to increase this because when we go to replace these assets, you know you can't replace them at what you cost for 20 years ago.
Absolutely right.
That keeps ourselves. And these are more connection fees.
And, Mike, just to address it, we are creating new districts right now.
Right.
We could be doing this now, so we and then we could then look to the older districts and try to do something later. But anyway, as we do these, we could be working on it. So
probably a topic for another day. But
that's all right. I just wanted to point out that we are doing it right now as we speak.
I know what you're saying conceptually.
I know you do.
And we can it starts at the conceptual. It's talking to people like the rate group that we have working on it. They work in all different areas of the country, from the West Coast to the East Coast. So they see different scenarios. And talking with them, they might
say,
well, in California.
It's not the staff's fault. No, I think it's county council. As I've sat here for years, we've just said, okay, it sounds like a great idea, and then nothing happens. Mm-hmm. And I think we've moved on uniform rate. I'm just saying we could do it.
I mean, I guess I have to wonder if some of those federal dollars would have to stay in those districts. I mean, you're starting to talk about the transfer of equity or money from one district to another to unify rates. Do you get into legal considerations when these federal dollars are coming into those districts? I think the feds probably want those dollars to stay there. You're probably also talking about promises made to these districts when the referendums were originally held. It could get into some legal issues, George, but I understand where you're coming from.
Okay. These charts show the average total annual assessment and service charge and the increase. This includes both an average for that district of what their annual assessment fee and their service charge would be, just as an example of the bill, total bill they would be getting in that year, in fiscal year 11. And then our assistance programs. The county does have two assistance programs to help those that are in need. They're in the budget again this year. And what's important here is to get the word out to know these are available. The water and sewer district relief programs, there's a variety of programs listed, and one would just need to call the utility billing division to find out about eligibility and how you would go about applying for this program. And the property tax assistance program, based on disability and senior citizen residents 65 and over, and then our own property tax subsidy. Again, call the Treasury Division to see what the eligibility requirements would be and how you would make an application.
This year?
There's one thing, Sue. Is there any qualification you have to live in the state or the county so long in order to get these benefits also?
Well,
or
obviously.
Just move in?
The address, your home, would have to be receiving a tax bill, or you would have to be in a sewer district receiving a service charge bill. But I don't believe it is based upon where the bill goes. Do you, David? Do you know?
Yes, they're each a little different.
They have to be a full-time resident in
The Suffolk County one.
Suffolk County one. They have to be a full-time resident at that moment.
Ms. Webb, could you repeat that so it's on the record? We couldn't hear her.
That to get the county port, there's many different grants, state assistance, county assistance listed here. To get the county septic system and connection fee grant program or the block grant assistance or the property tax subsidy, a full-time resident.
Okay.
So can you speak about the state?
I would ask her to come forward if come she does to speak to that.
Can you come up and ask me just a second? If Bonnie Smith was here, I don't see her.
To the microphone, if you would. Maybe share your name with us.
Vanessa Pejon. I'm support coordinator with the Sussex County Utility Division. In order to receive our Sussex County Sewer and Water Low Income Assistance Grant through the county, you have to be a full-time resident at that property. You're only able to have one property, and you also have to follow financial guidelines.
Is there a minimum of years you have to be a county resident, or?
No.
No, okay.
No, not at this time.
Okay. It's the HUD guidelines, the federal guidelines, isn't it? I think.
I'm not aware of of the state and federal guidelines.
So that's all federal. That's all federal and state money.
Well, we just use their financial guidelines as our own.
But it's not county money.
No, that's our grant. You have to be a resident.
Oh, that is a county grant. Oh, that's county's money.
That first one.
And we don't require them to live here no length of time?
No, not a length of time, but they do have to be a full-time resident.
Well, maybe that's something we ought to look at. I don't know if I agree with people who lived here for years and somebody just walk in and get the same ride as those. It's maybe we ought to look at that time to come.
Airport?
I think maybe at least 3 years or something.
Welcome to Sussex County.
You're certainly welcome, huh?
Continuing, Ms. Webb.
That concludes the sewer and water district's budget presentation, unless Mr. Baker wants to.
Okay.
Any questions from council?
Right. Are there any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here in the public that would like to speak on this issue? Yes, ma'am.
Sandy Spence, I just have a quick question. Is the information about these grant programs and so on available on the internet on the county website? Thank you.
The answer was yes to that. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Jean Van Hees, 33975 Woodland Circle, Lewis, but it's Angola by the Bay. The preferred community to live in according to this chart. I'd like to know why we are paying a service charge annually of $906. I have called the office, engineering, spoke with the people, asked why you don't use water usage as a sewer fee. And they said, no, it's not done that way, which is not true. But I think that's an astronomical price to pay $1,000 a year, whether you come once a year or you live there full time. Makes no sense.
The reason that fee in particular on the woods on Herring Creek is...
No. Angola by the Bay is where I live, and that's the one that's going to pay it.
Is that a woods on? There is not a woods on here.
Yes, there is a woods on Herring Creek, and they're going to pay it too.
Well, are you talking about this fee, $900? Are you in that?
Let's see. Any one of them.
Oh.
Angola by the Bay is.
It's the Angola District, Angola Neck District. Okay. I think it's being called.
Right now, with the only service we provide in Angola is the woods on Herring Creek. And that is a special situation where they had a failing community septic system.
We're paying for it.
But Angola by the Bay is not being charged for that. If you live in Angola by the Bay?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what I was told we are paying.
No, you're not paying that.
Actually, I was told $1,100 a year was by the engineering department.
Okay. When the Angola project is complete, when you are able to hook up the sewer...
Right.
Then the county will establish a new rates for Angola Sewer District. It will not be what is reflected here of an average bill, a high average bill of $1,100, I think you were referring to. Mm-hmm. It will be something, well, I'm sure it'll be lower than, I believe it'll be lower than that based on your individual situation. But we have not, that project is not complete. We do not, it's under construction right now. So that after the construction is done, then you will have 1 year to hook up, and the county will establish a separate rate. And but there's none of these rates apply to you in Angola by the Bay.
You should tell your engineering department, because everybody in our development's very upset at what they're being told.
Well, we have had a number of meetings with the Angola by the Bay
Yes, I know. Association, we have a group. Yeah,
and we're trying to explain how this will all work, but we have not come back to you with actual rates. We have not gone to the county council with actual rates because the project is not done. We do not know exactly what the total cost of that project will be till it is done.
Well,
so we're basing it on estimates.
Excuse me, sir, but that brings me to another question, and I have many, but I'm not going to bore you. Does the county engineering department have finalized plans for these sewer districts being put in right now as we speak? Or is it still, are the bids not out? Are they?
No, they can, yeah, the plans are done, the design is done, the contracts have been bid out, and work has begun.
All the steps have been bid?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they still can't come up with a number.
Well, we don't have not right now, because first of all, we'll have change orders. We'll have hopefully cost reductions. Our financing is not completely mm-hmm. in place, which would affect your actual bill. We have received better terms with financing, with stimulus money and some grant money that we didn't anticipate when the referendum was held a couple years ago. So, you know, all those factors, it's not all put together yet, and we don't have that all complete picture, which we want to have before we are in a place to recommend a bill and recommend a rate for that area.
Well, can I ask a question? I don't know who would know the answer here. All of these little sewer districts over on that side of the county were told that some are private, some are county. Is that possible?
The ones that that we talked about were all county sewer districts. Some there are some private systems within new developments normally.
Okay, but they're
not included
in-house.
Here.
They're on their own property. They're not connecting to the central wastewater treatment facility.
They're not connected to the county, no. They're not connected to the county system.
Now, what happens when they finally fail and they get mandated that they have to change?
Well, that would be a situation that we'd have to look at. I mean, there have been some instances of with older systems that have had some failures that the county has been asked to step in and help out with, which we've done.
Okay. I don't know. I find it confusing, but I do hope that somehow or other, there would be a uniform charge per hookup and not per outside of the cul-de-sac lot versus inside the versus. You know, that makes a big difference in footage. And I don't know what's the difference in the actual hookup. It's one per unit. And if some of these things, you do talk about a dwelling
equivalent dwelling unit.
Dwelling, what do they call it?
Equivalent
EDU.
Yeah, EDU, yeah. Equivalent dwelling unit.
Yeah, dwelling equivalent unit, which I would think should apply throughout that. Is there any way to get the sewer charges per year that to correspond to water charges, water usage?
Well, in our case, the county does not provide water service, for instance, in Angola by the Bay.
I know that.
We don't have that linked up with, I'm not sure, do you have
tide
wells
water.
Or
tide
do you
water.
Have
everywhere.
Do you have
but
Tidewater
is putting it in now
okay.
in conjunction with
That's right.
the county putting in the sewers. They're all running up and down the same roads, or will be. And I would think...
Ma'am, maybe that would be something that we could consider, because there are some private water systems.
Yep.
And water in must mean water out. So, I mean, we could make calculations, and maybe that's some way we could look to bring in some equity, you know, where there is water systems and there are metered. We could maybe see how addressing them differently from others would be different. I don't know how it would all shake out, but...
Well, most places, that's how, even Newcastle County, you pay your sewer charge is based on your water usage.
But it's a fair question. We got a team of experts working on it, and we'll get back with you.
Okay. I think it would greatly simplify and lower the cost of the administration of this whole program. Really.
Good.
Very good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we do not have anyone else that would like to speak, and I believe at this time we will close the public hearing on this matter.
Very good. For the record, Gina and Kathy, you're the team of experts.
And, right. Mr. President, it would be appropriate for us to go back. There were two ordinances that we've had public hearings on that we now need your pleasure as to whether we enact those ordinances.
Okay. If there are there any more comments from council? We have a budget in front of us, along with the other ordinance that we can take action on today. Mr. Cole?
Make a motion we adopt. Can we make a motion?
Yes.
You want to read it?
An ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal 2011.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second motion.
Motion and a second to adopt the ordinance establishing our budget. Any discussions? No, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next item that we should act on is simply a motion, and that's to adopt the assessment rolls for sewer and water districts. It is not an ordinance.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second to establish the
assessment rolls for sewer and water districts.
Is there any discussion? No, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the third item would be an ordinance that I could read, which would be an ordinance establishing annual sewer charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sewer districts.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second to approve the ordinance read by Mr. Moore. Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Budget Committee. Thank you, everyone, and Council, for your patience and diligence in this process. Ms. Cooper.
Come
Ms.
on
Julie
down.
Cooper.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.